Greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And you are listening to thinkaboutit.org. This is the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is January the 30th, Sunday, 2010. And now we're going to go on back into the book of Revelation. We're at Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. And we are seeing what Jesus has to say. Jesus means justice. Jesus means liberty. Jesus means health and wealth. All that has been denied the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Jesus means vengeance. The vengeance of our God, the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, on the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. So the book of Revelation is redemption for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Salvation for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And judgment and warning to the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order, Roman, British, European, American, State of Israel Empire. Warning to them, but redemption and salvation to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We have been in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9 for a little while, and we are taking our sweet time, giving thanks and praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. You know her as the Holy Spirit, for such revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, last time, the last few times, we have been dealing with Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, where Jesus says, I know thy works. Black church, Jesus knows your works. Black preacher, Jesus knows our history in America. Says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. Jesus, justice, knows that we have been cut off from wealth and resources. He knows how we have come through slavery, how we have come through Jim Crow and Jane Crow and all manner of discrimination inside the United States of North America. Jesus, justice, knows that we have been denied true freedom, justice, and equality and access to all that is under the sun. So Jesus knows our poverty. He knows our works, how we have stood on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, drawing inspiration from people like Marcus Garvey, Fannie Lou Hamer, Minister Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and others, whether political or religious type leaders. We have drawn inspiration from such wonderful leaders. So Jesus knows our works. He says, and he knows our tribulation. We have suffered great tribulation. Listen, we have been proving for the last few weeks once again that the black man and woman kidnapped from Africa, taken from the East, brought on a westerly journey, a westerly course, in the holds of ships and buried in the North Country, North America, and the whole of the Americas and the Caribbean. We now living in the West, black people, taken from the East, taken from Africa, made slaves, and so on. We have gone through great tribulation. Why? Well, if you study the history of Jesus the Messiah and understand that he suffered because he stood for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Jesus, the Messiah that you read of in your scriptures, stood against the Roman Empire and stood against the ruling class elites of the children of Israel, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians. These were emplaced into power by Caesar, by the ruling class and ruling families of Rome. Jesus stood against all of that, and he suffered and bled and died like a revolutionary. And that revolutionary resurrected, and his mentality and spirit resurrected within the people that took his message. The 11 disciples, Judas betrayed Jesus. The 11 disciples and that first African church, the disciples, Africans, took that message, and Jesus resurrected within their person. And that Christ body, the body of Christ, continued to challenge Rome, continued to challenge the status quo, and challenge the ruling class and ruling families of Rome, and the elites that were ruling on behalf of Rome, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the ruling class of Israel. So now, we look at our history. We, the black man and woman, are the Messiah people, the messianic people. And so like Jesus suffered and went through great trial and tribulation because he took a stand against the ruling class and ruling families and took a stand with and for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, as Jesus, the Messiah, so goes we, the black man and woman, the messianic people, the true Jew, the true Hebrew. So Jesus is identifying with our tribulation because it is the same as his tribulation. As he was whooped and scorned and rejected, we have gone through the same thing. As he was put on the cross and assassinated, we have been put on a cross. We have been assassinated. We have been strung up into trees and lynched, and hind parts and extremities, lower extremities, cut by the slave master, cut by the lynchers, cut by the KKK. We've gone through that history. So Jesus identifies with our tribulation. We have gone through history where we didn't know whether we would live or die. In the South, Dr. King and his helpers standing up, and the KKK coming with bombs, bombing churches, bombing homes, bomb threats every day. We talk about Dr. King all the time. I do, and Minister Malcolm X and our other leaders. But Dr. King, though he was strong, he was yet a man. He was yet a human being like we are. And he developed great fear for his life. He was often nervous and often had to check into the hospital to just take a rest for a while and cool and calm his brain. He even had great bouts with hiccups, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to put Michael Eric Dyson's book, the information to obtain his book, on my summary page, because he has written extensively on that side of Dr. King, in that yes, he was strong. Yes, he was strong-willed, but this man was facing death every day. And we, the black church, coming through that history, and black people coming through that history, face death every day. So Jesus is identifying with our works, our tribulation, and our poverty. But he says we are rich. How are we rich? Well, that richness is wrapped up in what Jesus says next in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. Jesus says, "And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan." Our richness is wrapped up in understanding that Jesus is talking about the European Jew as being the fake imposter Jew, a usurper Jew. And Jesus is causing us to go into the history and study and understand and know that we, the black man and woman in living in the Western Hemisphere who were stolen from the Eastern Hemisphere, stolen from the East, stolen from Africa. We are the true Jew. We are the true Hebrew. Not for arrogance, but so that we may understand our identity and our mission. And in that understanding, we will be and are rich. And we will get up and organize and stand with the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed international. Join the worldwide people's revolution and uprising. Christ manifesting within our person to overturn the power of the Roman, British, American Empire. That's what Jesus is telling us. And we, for the last few weeks, have been proven once again that we are that Jew. We are the true Hebrew. And the European Jew is not. We're going to go into detail concerning how the European Jew is not. And we're going to see how the European Jew, not the poor European Jew, not the working class European Jew, they're victims of their own ruling class and ruling families in their European Jewish community. But we are singling out the ruling class, those that are called Zionists in the European Jewish community. These are the blasphemers who have blasphemed God and blasphemed black people, who control Hollywood and the music industry, who had their controlling hand in slavery and exploitation. Read these books called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, Part 1, 2, and 3 by the Nation of Islam, where they have put together the writings of not black people, the writings of those scholars in the European Jewish community, revealing the truth of how they have been blasphemous. That word blaspheme, found under the number 988 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means vilification, especially against God. And so I say they have been blasphemous and have vilified God and have vilified you. Whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, or white, these ones in power. There has been an international conspiracy to keep this knowledge hidden from the human family, unseen and unheard from the human family, so that they can keep power. So they have been blasphemous against God, evil speaking against God, railing, abusive language, railing, abusive language against God and against the masses of the people, disconnecting the human family from our right relationship with the Most High, telling black people through movies and music that we're bitches and hoes and all type of denigrating and degrading type things, disrespecting women, disrespecting the human family, movies that depict us as not being intellectual, as being beasts and living on a beast level. And not just black people, but brown, red, yellow, and poor white. Disconnecting us from our original selves, which is the self of the Most High. That original self from the Most High that was put in us originally. The Bible says we're not created in sin, but we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That means that we're created with the original self of the Most High. But now, our birth into a wicked Roman British American Empire, our birth into slavery and exploitation, in that we take on the mentality of the wicked ruling class, and we buy into warfare and bloodshed and idolatry, which is covetousness, which is to take what's not yours and use means such as warfare and bloodshed. Using fire, using consumerism and materialism. And so everything that we purchase at our stores and outlets represents death, represents warfare and bloodshed, and we buy into the mentality of materialism and consumerism. And by fire, we see that our sisters and brothers of the human family have been sacrificed on the altar, the twin altars, as human sacrifices and blood sacrifices on the twin altars of consumerism and materialism. All of this wicked system is blasphemous. It's destructive to the human family. It's destructive to the poor, the afflicted, and the needy. And we must reject this mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families and join the worldwide revolution. We are rich black people, black church, black preacher. When we understand that we are the true Jew, the true Hebrew, and stand for the poor black, the poor brown, the poor red, the poor yellow, and the poor white. And all of us will come together as the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the brown, the red, the yellow, the black, and the poor white. And we will overturn this wicked system. Overturn the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the international bankers and the mineral and resource corporations and all of that wicked 1% elite oligarchy and plutocracy, the rule of the few and the rule of the wealthy. This is Christ come again within our person. This is the second coming of Jesus Christ. We are rich if we understand. Now we're going to go into detail concerning the true identity of the European Jew, focusing on the Zionist, the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community. And at the outset, let me say to the working class and poor class European Jewish sister and brother, you are my sister and you are my brother. You must disconnect yourself from your ruling class and ruling family, Zionist Jewish portion of your community. These are they who have joined with the European Gentile Christian. As European Gentile Jews, these together, the rulers of this wicked world, are destroying us all. Destroying the poor Jew and the working class European Jew. Destroying the poor and working class black, brown, red, and yellow. And destroying the poor and working class Gentile Caucasian person as well. Caucasian Christian person as well. So we're focusing on the top ruling class, ruling families of the European Gentile Jewish community. So I say, and Jesus is saying, that the Jew, European Jew, is not the original African Hebrew. The European Jew is a convert to the African Hebrew religion. And let me go on and take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to a sound.
I lay me down.
Greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, January the 30th, Sunday, 2011. Jesus says, there's a Jew who is not a Jew. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. The European Jew is a convert, sisters and brothers, to the African Hebrew religion that you call Judaism, but the African Hebrew religion. Remember, there were 12 tribes. The word Judaism or Judaism comes from the tribal name Judah, but there were 11 other tribes. The religion is not Jewish. The religion is Hebrew, because Jew, the word J-E-W, is a short version of Judah, but these are all African words, African philosophy, African ideology. Not that this philosophy is not for other than black. This philosophy is for the whole of the human family, because this philosophy is in accord with creation and the creator and the creatress. But the European Jew is a convert. In the 7th, 8th, and 9th centuries AD, not BC, AD, on this side of time, the origins of the European Jewish people can be found and is found in southern Russia. You've heard of the phrase Russian Jew, Russian Jewish person. Their origins are in southern Russia. The root, although they are called Ashkenazi, which comes out of Germany, because there was a migration from the southern Russian Caucasus regions out into the rest of Europe, the Germanic places and so on. So although they are called Ashkenazi and Ashkenazim, their root tribe, R-O-O-T, root tribe, tribal name, is Khazar, spelled K-H-A-Z-A-R. The Khazars were from southern Russia, the Russian steppes, they say, the southern Russian Caucasus regions. This is the root, the origins, not in Africa, not in the so-called Middle East, which is Northeast Africa. The European Jew, their origins are found in southern Russia among the Khazars. But it has been through lies and blasphemy, because Jesus said, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's Jesus telling you about the wicked ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community. Working class Jew, poor class Jew, you're a victim. You're a victim of your own ruling class and ruling families that have lied to the whole world. Now, black preacher, black church, as we have been saying all along, go back over the last few sessions, you're the true Jew. You're the true African Hebrew. We went through Genesis chapter 15, 13 through 15, Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 through 15, and talked about the 400-year slavery. Black man and woman taken from Africa into the West, into the Americas, North America. We fulfill that prophecy. 1555 to 1955 is the time period of our bondage to this North American empire. That is us. 1955, we talked about the Bandung Conference, black, brown, red, and yellow coming together, Africa, Asia, and Central and South America coming together in 1955 AD, our time. to stand against the European Empire and American Empire. Inside of America, Dr. King rising up, Minister Malcolm X rising up, showing you that the judgment against America, inside and outside of America, coming after that 400-year period of time, prophesied in Genesis 15, 13 through 15. We talked about Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and 68. Back to Genesis 15, 13 through 15, which says God would judge that nation that took us into bondage. So God did come, and God did judge through those sisters and brothers inside and outside of America who were galvanizing themselves to stand against the European and American Empire. The Most High coming through the person of our wonderful leadership, Minister Malcolm X, Dr. King, Elijah Muhammad, those who coordinated the Bandung Conference. So Deuteronomy 28 and 68 talks about the descendants of the Hebrews would go into slavery by way of ship. And we said that we are the only people that as a people were taken into slavery by way of ship. That's you, black man and woman. That's you, black church, black preacher. That is you, sister and brother, taken from Africa. We are they who fulfill that scripture. We talked about how in Egypt, when the Hyksos invaded Egypt, it says we will go back into Egypt, right? In Deuteronomy 28 and 68. But we proved that that was a metaphor, an allegory, a symbolism, symbolic teaching. Because when you know the history of Egypt, and then you can look at this scripture as metaphor and understand what occurred in this time. Now, the Hyksos, who came from southern Russia, the Caucasus Mountains places in southern Russia, from Europe, in 1755, 1750, invaded Egypt, took the throne, Egyptian throne, took African Egyptian names and titles, kicked the black man and woman off the throne. And so when you see Moses rising up and God judging those on the throne in Egypt, it was not the black man and woman. Those being judged were the Hyksos, invaders, imposters, false Egyptians. And so those that edited the Bible, they know the history, but we don't. We thought the black man was on the throne. But in history, they teach that Egyptians were white. Oh, I just came across something. Because what we're saying, see, they don't want us to understand that the black man and woman was that great black Egyptian that did all those great wondrous things. They want to say that Egyptians were white. But this group were Caucasian. This group did come from Europe and displaced the black man and woman off the throne. After the time period of all those great monuments and buildings and great accomplishments came this history, 1750, 1755 BC. So these Hyksos, these European invaders from southern Russia, notice that it's the same place that the Khazars and Ashkenaz come from, because they're the same people. This people that we know today as European Jews, who are Ashkenazim, whose roots are the Khazars, who were also called the Hyksos, they invaded Egypt, overturned the black man and woman. So Moses rises up as a black man, an African, and brings the African knowledge back and fights the power of the Hyksos, and the Most High judges the Hyksos. The Most High is not judging the black Egypt. The Most High is not judging the original religion of Egypt, because in reality, if you study it, the Hebrew religion and the original ancient African Egyptian religion are one and the same. The concepts of the seraphim, the concepts of the chariots, the concepts of the Holy of Holies, the concepts of the temple. All of that came out of Africa, Egypt. So Moses did not like how the Hyksos took the religion and perverted it, turned it upside down and inside out, and used the religion to enslave his people, African Egyptian and African Hebrew. And so Moses takes the original African religion, calls it Hebrew, and opposes the Hyksos, and God judges the Hyksos. In Acts chapter 7, it tells you that that African Moses was learned in the ways of the Egyptians, the wisdom of the Egyptians. But which Egyptians? Not the European Hyksos invader, but his original African Egyptian ancestors. The Hyksos, the Khazars, the Ashkenaz, these are they who stole the throne, stole the land, and kicked the original off the throne and off the land and enslaved that original people. So now, in America, we can see what went on. A European invader came into North America, came into the Americas, and destroyed the indigenous peoples that we call Indian, destroyed the indigenous peoples, took the land, and then used slavery to keep the land. So, metaphorically, we went back into the same condition that we were in Egypt, and went back into this metaphorical, symbolical, real condition by way of ships, because we, the black man and woman, are the only people taken into captivity as a people by way of ships. Now, Jesus says that these European Jews, Jesus is talking about the Hyksos and the Khazars and the Ashkenaz. Jesus is specifically talking about the ruling class, the ruling families, those that we call today the Zionists, says that they are blasphemy. The blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. Read the history. Another book, Chosen from the Caucasus. I'll have that in my summary. This fella, I forget his name right at this moment, but I'll have it in my summary, proves from a analytical, collegiate point of view that the European Jew is not the Jew. So coming back to Jesus, they're blasphemous, and they are the synagogue of Satan. What's a synagogue? 4864. On the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. A synagogue is an assemblage, a gathering. You could say a convocation of people or of persons. So, a group of people have assembled together. But has this assemblage been coordinated for good? No. This assemblage by the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community, and just an aside, the Rothschilds are part of that European Jewish community. The Oppenheimers are European Jews as well. They are the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community. They are the Zionists who have shed the blood along with their European Gentile Christian brothers. These European Gentile Jewish people, the ruling class, have even destroyed their own working class and poor class European Gentile Jewish sister and brother. So this synagogue, this assemblage, this gathering of persons coordinated by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the other ruling class and ruling families of the European Gentile Jewish community has not been coordinated for good, but has been coordinated on behalf of Satan. Now, this word Satan, found on the number 4567 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary means accuser, means devil. But that is taken from the root in the Hebrew 7854. The African Hebrew word is found under 7854. And that African Hebrew word means attacker, opponent, the arch enemy of good, the adversary. The arch enemy of good, the adversary. So, this, let me quote Jesus again before I close out. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. This gathering, this assemblage, this gathering of persons, this gathering of the ruling class and ruling families of the European Gentile Jewish community, along with the ruling class and ruling families of the European Gentile Christian community, and the ruling class and ruling families of the Hindu community, and the ruling class and ruling families of the Islamic community. All of these ruling class elites who use religion as a cover for the wicked, deplorable, gutter, destructive practices. This is the synagogue of Satan. So we're going to cut off now. And we'll take this up again. Be blessed. Jah love. Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.